Triple M NRL for Harvey Norman. Brands, innovation and solutions for all your appliance needs.
Sydney's Triple M, it's the Grill Team with Gus, MG and Matty Johns at 23-9 for GIO. A fine and sunny one today. We've got tops of about 25 in the city and should hit 26 in our west.
Yeah, now let's talk about State of Origin. We're only two sleeps away. And MG, in the last 5 years that we've been working together and we've been mates, we go places. 80% of the time, I reckon people ask the same question to you. Why didn't you bash Wally Lewis when you had the opportunity? Let's go back.
Especially this time of year, yeah.
Yeah, this time of year especially.
Let's have Dyer and Lewis, they're mouthing off at each other over the top of David Manson's head. Benny Elias standing there like David. Big Mark Dyer towering over him. Manson's not impressed. Lewis again says something to Dyer. They push and shout.
We're
often told that Queensland have a lot more passion than us. Every year they say the same thing. That's BS. There's no more passionate person who puts a blue jersey on than a rugby league player from New South Wales. The fact that we're playing against an unbelievable team at the moment in Queensland has a lot to do with it. But name me one person who's put that jersey on who hasn't respected it.
Oh, no. People respect it. I think what happened in the early years, MG, without a shadow of a doubt, was that Queensland come across State of Origin at a time where they believe they're being slighted. There's no doubt about that. And I remember watching one of the very early State of Origins, and I spoke about it the other night on Fox, and it was basically one of the Queensland players, Colin Scott's, made a break. Eric Groth tackled him around the legs.
Chris Close
pulled Eric Groth off by his hair and bashed him in the face, picked the ball up, put the ball over the line. Now, I said, that little piece of thuggery, if you like, was symbolic. What it showed was, in the early days of State of Origin, but oftentimes throughout State of Origin history, too often New South Wales have approached State of Origin in terms of, boy, this is going to be a really hard game. Queensland approached State of Origin as far as war is concerned. For them, it's all about it's war. Whatever it takes, forget about the rules, just get the job done.
So you make a very good point there. If I was a coach of, and I know Phil Gould did this, Phil Gould used to show that bit of footage to his players of Eric Groth being backhanded by Chris Close. Also, Queensland coaches since that epic day that we beat them by 50 points.
Showing the
post-try celebrations. They show that in camp every year. So we've got to have something to feed upon.
Okay, well, let's have a chat to Wally Lewis. He's on the line listening to you boys gibbering away. The King, thank you and welcome to the Grill Team. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good morning, boys. Very well.
It's
always a good time of the year, Wally.
Yeah, it always is, mate. And you know what the headlines are going to be? As soon as Origin comes around, the boys just try to make sure that they get the biggest drama as possible in the build-up to the game. But Origin matches don't need a build-up. They promote themselves.
Yeah, they certainly do, Wally. Hey, Wally, can you take us back to, like, the early days and history of State of Origin? And there'd be a lot of people listening to this who really don't understand it and don't get it. I mean, Queensland, basically the finest Queensland had to offer, used to have to wear the New South Wales jersey, and you blokes used to get absolutely pounded. Now, how important was it for you blokes, and how much was that the forefront of your minds when you ran onto that first game in 1980?
Well, I think the biggest thing that we had to live up to was the challenge that we've been declaring for a long, long time: give us our players back, and we'll beat you. Ron McAuliffe, of course, was the man that was in charge and a former federal senator. He knew how to make a statement to the media that was going to be headlines for some time to come. He just said, we believe that if you give us Arthur back, Rod Reddy, and then he went on and he declared quite a number of names, we're a chance of beating it. And there was a little bit of hope, I think, attached to his statements. But as soon as we got the chance to have Arthur Beetson back on side, it was a self-promotion. The game certainly didn't need any help, and it was a wonderful PR exercise for rugby league. But what it did, it guaranteed that there was going to be a match that was going to take place every year that was going to have the attention of the rugby league public throughout the country.
We mentioned that back page, Wal. On the back page of the Daily Telegraph today, Wally's extraordinary blast lights game one fuse. King hit. But it doesn't say where you said it. Was this in an interview with Peter Bedell, or were you at a function, or what was going on?
Well, mate, that's what I did when I read it this morning. I got the first phone call at about 5 o'clock.
So I was still struggling to wake up, and I got the statement. I said, well, hang on, just look in there for the quotes that I've said and tell me what they were. There were three in the one-and-a-half-page edition, which didn't surprise me too much. But the general question, and we get asked every year, and I'm sure you blokes are exactly the same, gets flogged like a dead horse about the origin thing, you know, it's us versus them. Will New South Wales ever have the same origin feeling as what Queensland have, and it sort of gets promoted over and over and over. And to be honest, it'd be a good idea to record it on an old cassette recorder and just play it every year, because you're getting asked the same questions and they're the same answers. But thankfully, the exercise of rugby league, but we don't really need to ask any questions. It's the game that promotes itself. It's the finest rugby league game that we're going to see every year.
Having said all that, Wally, you must be nervous this year. I mean, your side looks a little old, a little tired, a little slow, a little vulnerable.
Yeah, we are. We're 12 months older than what we were last year. There's quite a number of players that are on the wrong side of 30. The thing that I said in the build-up that Peter Bedell also forgot to put in that column was that the one thing that makes me feel uncomfortable this year is that Queensland, while they are 12 months older, New South Wales certainly do have that ability. They've got players that love stepping up to the mark, and it's pretty much, I liken it to the old 1980 days where Queensland, they were given absolutely no chance at all of winning the inaugural State of Origin game. There are a bunch of kids that hadn't proven their worth in representative football with Arthur Beetson, of course, who was there, that gave us the great hope. Fast forward it to 1995, Fatty's blokes were given absolutely no hope. There were no Super League players of the future that were going to take part in that game, and they got the opportunity to record a 3-0 series win. Sometimes it's the ones that are given the greatest opportunity to be able to prove their worth and just how good they are and the pride of the great state they represent that produce that on the day. So it's not going to be easy, particularly when you've got a number of players in the New South Wales side, such as Jared Hayne, that aren't in bad form at the moment.
Mm. Hey, Wally, what about the fracas with MG? I know you guys are mates now, but at the time, this lunatic New South Welshman, did you feel that night when you were sort of face-to-face that he was going to hit you, or what are your recollections of all that?
I was hoping like hell he wasn't going to, because I'd be still flying on my way to the seats in the grandstand if he did.
Well, actually, Wally, given the fact that MG's from Southwest Sydney, it's a wonder he didn't pull out a gun.
No, but you're mates now, aren't you, Wally?
I remember I got suspended that game for 6 weeks, and I think Wally was captain coach of the Seagulls up at the time, and I remember coming back from that game, and we played the Seagulls, and Wally wasn't playing that game, and I was waiting in the Seagulls at the bar, just, you know, not for round two, but just to, you know, see what would happen. And I got a tap on the shoulder, and it was Wally standing there with a jug of beer with two glasses. So from that day on, we were piss pots.
And that was that.
Yes.
That's a nice touch, Wally.
Yeah, well, mate, it was a great opportunity, because I think I remember saying at the time, MG, what they did to you didn't display a lot of loyalty in you, a lot of faith in you. You were basically told what to do. You went out there and did it. I mightn't have agreed with what you did on the night, but what was pretty poor was the complete failure from a lot of people, in particular the one that whispered in your ear in the dressing room, to give you that sort of support. You did the job that he asked, yet there was no backing, and I honestly believe at that time that was probably the greatest benefit that Queensland Rugby League had, is that we worked as a team. We didn't work as a bunch of blokes that were doing their job individually and hoping that in the long run we were going to get to what we were after, and that was State of Origin success. And they shot you in the foot, they didn't look after you, and you know, you're a much happier man now, and it's always good to hear that, until you call me Wally's a wanker every time there's a State of Origin game going on, because I know that's on the way coming in the lead up to the game.
Wally's a wanker. I always thought they were yelling out Wally's a banker, because I thought he had plenty of dough. Anyway, there you
go. You've lit a fuse, mate, on the back page of the Telegraph. You started it. Is Origin week. It's Christmas for us big kids, and we thank you for joining the grill team, brother. Thank you.
That's all right, mate. Good to talk to you.
You see you, mate. Wally Lewis, bye, Wally. Thank you very much. Do you ever wish you hit him?
Yes. Is he gone?
he's gone. He's gone.
No, he's still here.
Yeah. Oh, he's still there.
See you, Wally.
See you, brother.
MG was wearing an adult nappy, one of Mick Malloy's.